Welcome to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio, your one stop for creative inspiration. We have a terrific hour of ideas and tips for you today, so let's get to it. Here's your host, Pat Sloan.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio this afternoon. I am, once again, really excited because, as you know, I love to talk to quilters, and so I have great quilters on today. And I have two segments. So the first segment, we have got Jerry Robinson of Planted Seeds Designs. Now, if you are a regular reader of American Patchwork and Quilting and Quilts and More and our other family of magazines, you see Jerry's work all the time, and you absolutely love it. We know that because you write and tell us. So today we're going to learn all about Jerry. We're going to hear everything that she does, and she's going to tell us all kinds of good stuff. So, hi, Jerry. How are you?
Hey, Pat, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. This is going to be fun.
It will be. I'm excited. I'm excited as well.
Well, now tell me, Jerry, you know, I don't know you as well. You know, we sort of know your names and everything, but we haven't really had a lot of time to chat. So I'm like so curious. How did you get into quilting?
Truly, by chance. Honestly and truthfully, I did not grow up with it. I did not grow up around it. I did not grow up under, you know, my grandma or my aunt's quilting frames.
Me either.
Yeah.
So now it's meant to be friends.
Yeah, exactly. Fast friends.
Yes.
No, I was, you know, the corporate ladder climber, got pregnant with our third child, and just was at a place in life where it's like, you know what, I want to stay home with this one, because I didn't have the opportunity to stay home with the other two boys.
Mm-hmm.
So my husband kind of looked at me and said, ooh, you're not a stay-home kind of a girl. And I just went, you know what, let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
Michael's born, tough baby. High maintenance, needed tons of attention, didn't require a lot of sleep, and
bad news, huh?
So you can see the combination working against me.
Mm-hmm.
My husband came home one day and he said, you need to get a hobby.
Yeah.
A good day was based on if I was able to get in a shower. Better day was if I was able to get a shower and teeth brushed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know.
You got the picture?
Yeah.
So anyway, one of the ways that I was able to calm Michael down was to put him in the van and just drive around until he fell asleep or good to calm down. And I was on one of my drives and was on my way back to the house, and I saw this little sign in front of a farmhouse back in Colorado that said painting classes. So I thought, okay, that sounds intriguing. So I pulled in, turned the engine off, and he screams. Mm. And out runs this wonderful woman who is now my very dearest friend and says, I hear a baby. Let me have your baby. Let me take your baby. And I'm apologizing profusely. I'm sorry. And she goes, no. She said, I'll watch your baby. You paint. Long story short, I painted with her for about 2 years.
Wow.
And she allowed me to bring Michael each and every time, and she babysat while she looked over my shoulder and helped me learn how to paint.
That is so, what a great friend.
A wonderful friend, absolutely wonderful friend. So on my way home from one of my painting classes, I was driving home, and this quilt store had been there for years. But isn't it amazing how when you're not ready for something, you don't see it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But
it's
when
not
the time
even
is
there. You
yeah,
go
yeah.
by 100 times. Yeah.
Yeah, but when the time is right, it's like, wow, where have you been? But anyway, I'm driving by, and I see in this strip mall quilts. And I thought, I know what a quilt is. Mm-hmm. They have stores dedicated just to quilts. Mm-hmm. So I pulled in once again, and the minute I walked into the quilt store, I was just taken back by all the color and the fabric, and I was hooked. So I walked in, talked to the owners a little bit, and I said, don't know what you are, don't know what this is, other than I love what I see. Mm-hmm. Tell me about what this is all about. And so they proceeded to tell me, and I said, so I can come here, take classes, and you'll teach me how to make these quilts. Absolutely.
Wow.
That's how it happened.
And did you paint anymore?
I didn't. And not because I didn't like it.
Right.
I just
right.
loved quilting so much more.
So we paint with
more.
Fabric.
What's that?
You paint with fabric.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but yeah, that's how I got into quilting. And once I got in, I got hooked. And here we are.
So did you ever sew at all before you quilted?
You know, I'm number six of seven children, of which six of us are girls.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother, you know, to keep us out of trouble and everything else, she sat us down, all of us individually, when she felt it was the right time to introduce us to the machine. And mm-hmm. she had three projects, and you started with the pillow, you know, mm-hmm. and I pretty much went through the motions to check it off my mom's box and get back outside and play. So did I learn how to sew?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Is that an answer?
Yeah. It wasn't for you at the time.
It wasn't. I was more interested in going outside and playing softball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's good you have boys.
I know, exactly. So when I'm not sewing, I'm on the sidelines or up in the stands watching them play their sports.
Cool. Then let's talk a little bit, because, you know, you and I email back and forth before the show about some things. And one of the things that I'm always interested in with designers is how they approach designing a quilt. I mean, your quilts are just so wonderful, Jerry.
Well, thank you so much. Like discovering quilting, I discovered designing kind of the same way.
Mm-hmm.
After taking, you know, numerous years of classes through various quilt stores, learning the different techniques,
mm-hmm.
I was at home working on a quilt all by myself, and it was a Debbie Mum quilt, and mm-hmm. I thought I was following the directions, you know, closely.
Yeah, right.
And I get to a point where I was convinced that there was a mistake in Debbie Mum's pattern instructions, to a fault that I almost picked up the phone and said, "Hey, Debbie, I found a mistake in your pattern."
Yeah. Oh my, yeah.
You
but
know, not, just as a, you know, heads up, FYI, you know.
Yeah.
And then before I picked up the phone, I thought, "Oh, well, wait a minute, just step back, and read through it again." Mm-hmm. And then I realized you made the mistake, and you've got this quilt 3/4 of the way done, but you can't complete it because you've done it all wrong, but you need to salvage it.
Right.
So I salvaged it, and I went, a light bulb went off and went, well, that wasn't too bad.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing just led to another. I had graph paper there, and I just started sketching, and I made a quilt up, and I went, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
I can do this. So truly, it started out with just, you know, correcting a mistake I made following a Debbie Mum pattern.
Yeah.
And then one thing led to another. And then I was just quietly making my designs and just showing them to my family.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying, you need to publish your patterns.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I said, I don't know what's involved. And, you know, asked a few questions. And they said, you know, if you ever want to learn about the industry, you need to go to market.
Right.
And that is going to be your eye opener plus your teacher.
Mm-hmm,
and so
mm-hmm.
that's what led me to designing, was truly a mistake, you know, and just repeated scratch designs on graph paper. Yeah.
Wow. You know, it's amazing when you think back, because you probably just never thought that was going to happen.
No. In fact, to this day, when I get together with my sisters, we laugh and howl, because out of all of us, I am the one who they would have least expected to be doing what I'm doing, because they grew up seamstresses. They made their own wedding gowns and their bridesmaids' dresses,
mm-hmm.
and I struggled making a pillow, you know? So we truly laugh and we howl.
Well, you know, now that you could, I bet they're coming to you for quilts.
Yeah. Or they see a fabric collection, they're going, did you see this fabric collection?
Right.
What do you see? What kind of quilt? And it's like, you guys crack me up. So, yeah.
Now, the one thing I thought was really wonderful that you told me from the standpoint of like anybody can do this kind of a thing is that you are actually designing, and I'm going to use the word still, on graph paper.
Because
you know, many of us in the profession move on to graphics packages, but you still love that pad of paper.
I do. And I think, people ask me all the time, they kind of raise one eyebrow like, really?
Like,
wow.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. Jerry, get current. Come on. Yeah. Come on. You know, they're on the sidelines cheering me on and I'm back there going, nope, love what I do. I think it's a combination of a couple things. You know how most women love the relaxation of doing handwork or embroidery?
Mm-hmm.
My quiet time where my mind slows down is when I can sit anywhere at any time with graph paper and pen. Mm-hmm. I'm not relying on anyone or anything, and I can sit in private or in noise and just I lose myself in my paper and pen.
So you like to sketch and, you know, it's a little bit like the painting, do you think?
Exactly, because the one technique that Penny taught me that she was truly a master at is pen and ink.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they're probably, I never thought of it until you just mentioned that. Mm-hmm. It probably is a direct pull through from painting, pen and ink. So
do you then paint your designs on paper by any chance, or use crayon or something to put color into it before you go to fabric?
Nope. There's only a rare exception where mm-hmm. I'm not quite confident in the placement of what I see in my head, then I'll introduce colored pencils. But mm-hmm. truly, for the most part, I am a black gel pen and graph paper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I go black is it photocopies really well.
Yeah.
But it's crazy.
It is, but you know, it's great because a lot of people want to do designing and they think they have to use a graphics package, but they don't.
They don't. They really don't. And the people who are there designing incredible quilts with the computer, they tell me, they say, Jerry, it will just expand that much more, your ideas and such.
Hey, Jerry, we're going to take a real quick break, okay?
All right.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with American Patchwork and Quilting Radio and Jerry Robinson.
See what other quilters are up to on the American Patchwork and Quilting page on Facebook. Simply go to Facebook.com and search for APQ Magazine.
Beautiful computerized quilting is simple with the HQ Pro Stitcher. Every design becomes a perfect fit for your quilt with the HQ Pro Stitcher. You can resize, repeat, rotate, and crop right on the new 10-inch color touchscreen. No computer needed. The HQ Pro Stitcher works with all HQ Stitch regulated machines and has a quick setup that allows you to get quilting in no time.
Visit HandyQuilter.com to request a free demo DVD or find an HQ rep in your area. Handy Quilter, designed by a quilter for quilters.
Make your projects so much easier with great products from Sewline. Sewline offers a variety of innovative quality marking tools for quilters and sewers. The Sewline Trio is a 3-in-1 fabric marking tool that allows you to quickly change from black ceramic to white lead to a blank stylus with just one click. Both leads are water-soluble and designed to provide a crisp, clean line that's easy to erase. To purchase Sewline products, visit your local quilt shop.
Here's a special offer just for radio listeners. Get 2 full years of American Patchwork and Quilting delivered right to your door for less than half the cost on the newsstand. You won't miss an issue that's packed with never-before-seen projects from top designers, complete materials lists for all projects, and easy-to-use pull-out patterns and quilting diagrams. Subscribe today online, and you'll also get a free downloadable pattern. Check it out. Go to allpeoplequilt.com. Take an ultimate shop hop tour of 11 top quilt shops. You'll find them all in the current issue of Quilt Sampler, available now at your local quilt shop or on newsstands.
Hi, this is Pat Sloan. We're back with American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. I'm talking to Jerry Robinson of Planted Seeds Design. And Jerry, I just wanted to let you finish the thought, which, you know, of course, you may not even remember where we were, but you were, we were talking about how anybody can use graph paper and how they shouldn't be afraid to go ahead and try it. What kind of paper do you use?
You know what? Truly, guys, you guys, I know, are just rolling your eyes and laughing. There is nothing extravagant about my process. I pick up my graph paper at my local grocery store called Kroger, and it's the gel. I'm telling you, I get my groceries. I go down the aisle going, oh, yeah, I need a couple more pads of graph paper.
Oh, and, my gosh, Jerry. No, yeah, I don't think anybody's going to believe you.
I know, and I grab a 6 or an 8 pack of the gel pens, and here we are. Yeah. I know, they're truly, when I say anybody can do this, anybody can do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I want people to know your website is PlantedSeedDesigns, all one word, .com.
It is,
and
correct.
I'm out here right now. I'm looking at your single patterns, because you have all kinds of stuff on your website.
Uh-huh.
But I just love, love, love your style and your colors. It's just awesome.
Thank you.
So you do mostly patchwork, right?
I do. I sprinkle every now and then a little bit of applique in there, but for the most part, I'm a stripper. If I can't strip a 2.5 or a 3.5 inch strip and mm-hmm. subcut it, or you know, create strip sets.
Mm-hmm.
I think my mind runs so quickly that's why I like that method. And it's not until I kind of pull back or calm down or take a breath that the applique of the creation of the applique kind of comes in my head.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's, I love a good 2.5 inch strip.
Awesome. I know that there's a large group of quilters who are right in your camp. They
yeah,
just love it too.
Yeah.
Now, you have done, you know, many, many quilts for American Patchwork and Quilting, and there's a couple of them on the allpeoplequilt.com website.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about Cream Brulee was one of your
yes.
first designs.
That one pleasantly surprised us, and I mm-hmm. think it also pleasantly surprised Jill Mead, not because of the design itself, but it kind of leaned more traditional and more neutral than what she typically puts in her magazine. But it was one of those where she said, you know, let's just give it a try. Mm-hmm. And it went gangbusters. And it's just a simple rail fence with a slight twist mm-hmm. where you add that quick 45-inch, 2.5-inch square at the end of a rail. Mm-hmm. And then when you put your four blocks together, it creates that pinwheel.
Yeah, that's fun.
And people just gravitated toward it. And, yeah, it was a great design that did really well for us. We offered it as a kit, and
okay.
people gobbled it up. Yeah.
Yeah, you're very good at that. You do a lot of kits for your projects.
Yeah, and that truly came by demand. Customers, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. you know, when they see something, we've learned, when they see it, they like it, and they want it just like that. And, you know, there's others that they like the design and they can see other potentials, which we love those people too. But, yeah, usually it's like, oh, I want to make it just like that. So
I know. And when you've done a really nice collection and you've used really nice fabrics, you know, people just love it the way it is and they want to have the same thing.
Right.
You know, it's good. It's
exactly.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And it works out well for everybody.
Now, you also then sort of took a spin, you said, and did the pinwheels and stars.
Well, it was, since creme brulee was so popular, mm-hmm. I thought, okay, how can we mix it up just a little bit, change mm-hmm. it up, but still give the same effect, very simple, very simplistic, but give that little twist with the pinwheel again. And that one was as equally successful as creme brulee and sold out quickly again. so yeah. But my two favorite elements are pinwheels and stars. They really are.
Yeah, you use them a lot. So
I kind of overuse them, but they're
no.
Yeah, I love pinwheels and stars.
Well, I love half square triangles. Everybody teases me about that. I mean, it's like, I think every quilt should have that and a basket on it. But
yeah, yeah. A basket made of half square triangles, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Couldn't be any better.
Right.
So you told me you have some tips for using the easy angle ruler.
I do. When being a 2.5, any width of a strip, my two favorites are 2.5 and 3.5, with 2.5 being the strong leader. I absolutely love the easy angle ruler. And the reason why I like it, one, it allows you to continue working in that 2.5-inch scale. Mm-hmm. Typically, when you do a half-inch triangle, the very traditional way, mm-hmm. It's 2 7/8 or 3 7/8,
right.
That type of thing. But the easy angle ruler has taken care of that math for you and created the template or the actual ruler.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, once I've gotten good and confident, you know, the concept behind it, you cut your two strips, right sides together, lay the ruler on it, cut, flip, cut, flip, cut, flip, and you go mm-hmm. all the way down. Well, as I got confident with it, I'm able to stack 4 sets. So basically, I've got 8 individual strips of fabric
mm-hmm.
grouped together in pairs. So when by the time I'm cut down the 40-inch strip, mm-hmm. I go straight to my machine and chain piece. And what a wonderful feeling to see all these half-square triangles just lay there on your ironing board going, okay, what's next?
Yeah, yes, yeah, I know. People just love that motion, don't they? I mean, all of us do, of just sitting there and just pushing fabric under there as fast as we can.
Exactly, yeah, yep.
You can see it turning into a quilt as you push along.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, you have an interesting, you know, your whole process, you know, everybody builds their business in a certain way, and you actually partner with several people for some of your projects. Can you tell me a little bit about that, you know, working with your sister and your long arm quilter?
My sister came about, once again, I have no business plan. Everything I've done has been through ebbing and flowing. But yeah. My sister... she loves the production side of what we do. I love the creative, the design, and, you know, being the face and being out there. She loves the behind the scenes, the cutting, the kitting, the packaging, and the customer service. So I rely heavily on her for the day-to-day interactions with the customers, as well as, you know, the beautiful packaging that she does of our kits to our customers. The other person I rely heavily on is Rebecca Segura of Zeffy's Quilts. And we have a great understanding and partnership of each other's style.
Yeah.
And she really, in my opinion, when you hear the expression, quilting makes the quilt.
Yes.
I am a huge and strong believer of that statement.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of my designs I do like. But mm-hmm. man, when she sends them back to me,
mm-hmm.
I love my quilts. And it's because of the work that she's done.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I totally agree with you that, you know, a quilt is flat, you know,
yes.
when you're just a top, you know, it needs to have that depth. And actually, depending on how much open area you have, doesn't your quilting then give it even more design element?
Exactly. And the movement that quilting does to a quilt, it's like, wow. You know, being a, you know, a favorite of pinwheels and stars, you can imagine what quilting does to those elements.
Mm-hmm.
It makes the pinwheel spin, and it just pops the stars off the, you know, off the surface of the quilt. So, yeah, I don't know what I would do without Rebecca. So, and when I do throw in an applique quilt here and there, by trade or by schooling, she leans more to the art quilt side.
Mm-hmm.
So when an applique quilt comes across, I think she gets the most excited because mm-hmm. then it allows her to do her creative expression
right.
through her thread painting or her thread work mm-hmm. on my applique pieces. She especially loves when they're big.
Yeah.
when they're small, there's not a whole lot you can do except,
right,
you know, just kind of grab the edges and stitch them down type thing. But, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I couldn't do it without either one of those wonderful women.
Well, that's just, you know, that's just wonderful to have because you know, all of us work in our own unique way, and to be able to find partners that work like you do, and that's just terrific.
Yeah, and I, once again, was very fortunate, one, to have a sister who raised her hand and said, I'll help you, and then to find somebody, you know, in Rebecca and I don't even live in the same state. She lives in Bellevue, Nebraska, and I'm up here in Dublin, Ohio, so, yeah. The internet and our industry has allowed so much to happen without living and being in each other's backyard. So,
so true. I mean, it's just incredible. Now, do you have a quilt? Because you're designing quilts, you know, I always like to find out, you know, do you have a quilt that you haven't made yet that you really want to make? Is there one on your list?
There is, and I attempted to make it and failed miserably, and I know the only way I'm going to accomplish it is I have to take a class, and that is for the Lone Star.
Isn't that?
It's pretty pathetic because I know they've made strides in making it easy, doing it the strip method way. But once again, that's a quilt I want to make, but I will have to do it in a class environment. Yeah.
Well, you know, you could do that.
I know. Yeah.
I know. I have my Baltimore album sitting out there waiting for me, you know.
Yes. Absolutely.
Or we could talk about my Dear Jane too, you know.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that would be a Dear Jane.
Yes.
Oh, dear me.
Oh my goodness. So what's coming up for you? We have about 30 seconds.
Believe it or not, we're getting ready for fall market. Starting to see the beginning collections from the fabric manufacturers. So those are little teasers that are coming through in my inbox. And just, you know, once again, getting the creative juices flowing for creating more quilts.
And we'll see you at Houston then.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I'll be in Houston. Already have my booth. Don't know the number, but have already written my check and sent it in. But I will be at Houston. Yes.
Good. Everybody visit Jerry Robinson of Planted Seeds Design at PlantedSeedDesigns.com. And I'll see you in a few months, Jerry.
Hey, thanks, Pat. Great talking to you.
Thank you, Jerry. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We'll be right back with our next guest.
Choose 100 of your favorite patterns from American Patchwork and Quilting, Quilts and More, and Quilt Sampler, all available online. Buy downloadable patterns today at apqshop.com.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Pam.
What have you been quilting lately?
I just finished a Lone Star quilt for my niece's wedding.
Oh, I can't wait to see the finished quilt.
Me too. I have so many finished tops that I'm really considering looking into a long arm of my own. Don't you have a handy quilter? I've heard good things about them.
I do, and I love my HQ18 Avante. No more UFOs at my house. I have so much space to work with, and it's so fast. The stitch regulator gives me perfect stitches every time, and the precision glide track systems makes quilting so smooth I could quilt all day.
I would love that. I've been looking at the HQ24 Fusion.
Oh, I think that would be perfect for you. It's got all the great HQ features of the Avante with more throat space. You'll love working with Handy Quilter. Their customer service is top-notch.
Visit HandyQuilter.com to request a free demo DVD or find an HQ rep in your area. Handy Quilter, designed by a quilter, for quilters.
Moda Fabrics brings you the hottest new fabric lines for quilting. We work with more than 40 of your favorite independent designers, as well as in-house design staff to make sure you have the latest and greatest in fabrics. We're committed to creating high-quality products and providing excellent customer service. And for 35 years, Moda Fabrics has proudly supported the independent quilt shop. Visit your local independent quilt shop to see what's new from Moda Fabrics.
Looking for fresh, simple, and fun projects and ideas? Check out the current issue of Quilts and More magazine at your local quilt shop or on newsstands.
Hi, this is Pat Sloan, and you're back with American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. So, you know, I love the internet. You all know that. You know, I'm out there all the time, hanging out, checking out websites and blogs and on Facebook and Twitter and everything else. So, you know, out in the world of the internet, there is a fabulous website called DIY Dish. And I've been, you know, checking it out, and I just thought it would be so cool to have on the women who run this website, DIY Dish, because they're doing such wonderful things, including just opening their own quilt shop. So these are sisters, and we have Kim Christofferson and Chris Thurgood of DIY Dish, and now they just opened my girlfriend's quilt shop in Utah. So now I have not spoken to them before, so I'm going to see if I can get their voices right. Hi, Kim and Chris.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, Pat. This is Kim.
And this is Chris.
Okay. You know,
and
I watched your videos.
That you'll get that right.
Yes, right. Exactly. Yeah, I watched your videos and I go, oh, this is going to be tough.
That's
because
right.
Those of you who haven't visited DIY Dish yet, they're also twins. So.
Yes, we are.
Yes, so they look alike too, but you know, I'm good with that. I can figure
yeah.
you out. I think.
Hey, that's okay. Our husbands can't tell us apart on the phone either, so that's okay.
Ah,
they better in person, but hearing our voice, they can't do that.
I'm in good company then.
That's right. You're just fine.
Well, why don't one of you, whichever one wants to go first, tell me a little bit about how you got into quilting. You know, you've done a lot of different things because you show that on your crafting things. But what made you go towards the quilting?
Oh, okay. Well, this is Kim.
Okay.
And we've always loved to learn new things. And we had a group of friends who, of all different ages, who got us into quilting. And we would get together once a month and learn new techniques and eat and laugh and all those kinds of things that you do as friends when you get together and do those sewing retreats and quilting retreats. And the more you learn, the more you want to try something new. And so we just continued to do that over the years and have developed a great love for it.
So, Chris, you know, do one of you quilt more than the other, or is it kind of equal?
I would say that we both are pretty much equal. I mean, Kim is definitely, I should say, however, that Kim is definitely the pattern designer of the two of us. She always puts up some amazing patterns under the name of Kimberbell. And she, so definitely she has that creative eye. I myself more like the fabric ends of things, and so I love being able to choose fabrics that I think will go well together and then create the final project. So I would say we both have very much the same love of quilting, but in two different ways.
You know, that I think a lot of that, I've talked to several sister teams recently, and it seems like, you know, you each have your own niche, you know, what part
exactly.
of it.
Exactly. And Chris is also very, very good at machine embroidery. So she's beginning to take that love of machine embroidery into her quilting as well.
Yeah, that's really hot, isn't it?
It sure is. It is. And I'm really enjoying it, especially when working it into quilting as well as in the hoop project. So it's been pretty fun.
Neat, neat, neat. Now, what made you take all of this online to a business? You know, when it's starts as a hobby, how does it turn out to be a business for you?
Wow, you know, I think we're crazy. I think it's
that's required.
Do
you know that?
Absolutely. So I think, you know, it's just if you love what you do, then it makes every day going to work worth it, you know? And so you have to really, really enjoy what you're doing to make it worthwhile. And I think that's definitely the case with us. And so by being able to do what we love and sharing it with others, I think that's how it started becoming a business, is because so many wanted to know and learn some of the same things that we were learning about as well. And so just that sharing of new things together, new projects, and getting people excited about new ideas has really helped our business to grow.
And you took it to video pretty quickly, right?
We did. We started
started out about 5 years ago with youcanmakethis.com, which still continues to run strong, and that was all downloadable patterns, which is great, but there's a whole new aspect of teaching others how to do something through video, as you know. And so by getting it out there through video, you can... people can relate to you more. It's just it's really enjoyable, and it makes you feel like you have a friend showing you what you're doing.
Kim, was that you just talking, or was that Chris?
That was Kim.
That was Kim. Okay. I'm like actually looking at your picture now, trying to match your voice. And your...
There you go.
Kim has a pink sweater on her website. So unless you put the names in the wrong place.
Oh, actually, I think that's Chris. Is it Chris with the pink sweater? So we confused you on purpose, Pat.
Okay, that was it. That was it.
Now, right.
So Chris, you there's other family members involved in this, not just the two of you.
It's a family affair, for sure. It's very much a family business. I mean, both of our husbands are now very much involved in this, although Kim's husband was involved right from the very beginnings of YouCanMakeThis.com. He's always been a big, big part of that. But
what does he do? Is he like the webmaster, or does he fill the orders, or...
No, he is more of the director of marketing, well as the business side of it, the numbers, the, you know, all of those kinds of things that aren't so fun with having a creative business. I want to do the creative kinds of things, and he does more of the business side of things, which it makes a good combination.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, even our children are very much involved, and they love being able to help.
Well, they can say all they can say all the buzzwords. You know, they know about fat quarters and
they can
embroidery floss.
They start naming out lines of fabric, and it's it's ridiculous.
But they, you know, they're so fun. They're at great ages, and I think it's been a really great journey for both of our families, because I think the kids are learning so much about life and business and pursuing your dreams.
And have you been, you know, teaching them the crafts, or is it just something that happened to you? Because a lot of people with your children, what ages are your children? Are they pretty small still? I forget.
Yeah, they are. I have four children myself, my oldest being, let's see, how old is she now? She's 14. And then 14, 12, 8, and 5. Okay. And I have three children, 12, 9, and 6.
Mm. So the whole time that you've really had your business, you've been also juggling, you know, raising a family and having small children around.
That's right. And they love learning new things. And it's funny because even with the DIY dish, we'll go into a room and we'll see our children at our studio setup, and they'll pretend like they're, you know, reciting the DIY dish. And it's really a lot of fun.
That must be really cute.
Yeah, it is pretty cute.
And do you ever have them on the show? Do you do like children's segments and bring your children on?
You know, we haven't yet. We haven't decided whether to put that out there yet or not. Not yet, but maybe one day we'll see.
Well, I'm sure once you know, we're going to talk about your quilt shop later on, but once you have that, I'm sure there'll be a whole new avenue for them.
Oh, that's right. Yes, definitely.
So you have actually, just so people get kind of a feel that haven't discovered you yet, you have multiple businesses under your DIY dish. Can you explain what you have going on? Because you're more than just quilting.
Yeah, it's quite interesting how this has all evolved. But as I mentioned earlier, about 5 years ago, this is Kim talking.
Okay.
My husband and I had started YouCanMakeThis.com. Again, all downloadable patterns and instructions, but they're for areas that cover all kinds of things DIY, such as sewing, quilting, embroidery, crochet, home decor, painting. If it's a do-it-yourself project, we probably have it there. We brought on about and continue to bring on authors from all over the world who have an expertise in an area, and then they share that expertise through YouCanMakeThis.com through ebook format. So that covers all kinds of things DIY related. But then 2 years after that, we got into the machine embroidery side of the business and started SWAC embroidery. That's SWAK for sealed with a kiss, embroidery.com. And that's where we
teach and sell all kinds of things in machine embroidery related. From there, we obviously saw that there was a great love and a need for learning how to make and do things, but we took it to a whole new level with the DIY dish, and that was through video, and that's all video-based.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah, then that makes sense. It's good because you have so many avenues going on to sort of,
Sometimes it's a lot to keep track of.
Yeah.
Well, and then this season, we're going into our fourth season of the DIY dish, and it's all going to be based on fabric-related projects. So quilting, sewing, machine embroidery, hand embroidery, all of those things will be covered, whereas in the earlier seasons, we just covered all things either fabric-related or craft-related.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's all with the sewing machine.
And, tell me a little bit about, what you're doing with the embroidery, because of it being so, so many people have machines that do embroidery, and so they're starting really to be some, neat techniques for, a variety of techniques now for the embroidery. What are you guys playing with?
Oh, there's some really great techniques with machine embroidery now. It's not what it used to be where some might think, embroidery, maybe that's something you just do on hand towels or something like that.
Right,
It's definitely evolved, especially over the last few years. And, where people are making projects, even three-dimensional projects within the hoop. And so it's really exciting to see really the interesting and unique things you can do with an embroidery machine that are more than just one-dimensional.
So, what's one of your favorites that you've done lately?
Oh, one of my favorite projects happens to be actually one of Kim's designs that she has called the Mini Kimmy. And the Mini Kimmy is actually a three-dimensional doll that is made in your hoop. And this may seem crazy for those out there who have an embroidery machine, but you actually embroider the hair of the doll around the hoop. It's unbelievable how it works.
Wow.
But you're actually wrapping the hoop with yarn, and it's showing you exactly the placement outlines to put that hair, and you end up coming out with doll hair that is
curly,
adorable.
Straight or pigtails or all kinds of things.
So
it's about a 9-inch little doll, and people are having a lot of fun with it.
Well, it's adorable because there's lots of different outfits that she's designed for it. So whether it's a little Halloween witch outfit or, a raggedy doll outfit, a little Christmas outfit. And so it makes it really fun because, mothers, grandmothers, they love to make them for their children and, add these little outfits. And again, all of those outfits even are made in the embroidery hoop. So that's kind of exciting.
Hey, we're gonna take a little break.
Okay.
And when we come back, I want to find out about your new quilt shop and some other fun things you guys have done. This is Pat Sloan, host of American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. We'll be right back.
Free stuff. Find out about our newest online sweepstakes and contests and how you can enter at allpeoplequilt.com/promos.
Come see what's cooking at the Moda Bake Shop website. You'll find free recipes for using the wide range of Moda pre-cuts from your favorite designers and quilt shops. We've got ideas for using a variety of ingredients, including honey buns, jelly rolls, layer cakes, charm packs, and more. Instructions with detailed step-by-step photos guide you through the recipes and the fun. New projects served up daily at modabakeshop.com.
Do you love free-motion quilting but struggle to fit your project in a small throat space? The HQ Suite 16 is designed for you. With 16 inches of throat space, there is room to work on even a king-size quilt. The smooth surface of our height-adjustable table allows your project to glide under the needle with ease. The HQ Suite 16 is built with powerful HQ technology designed to handle all your quilting projects.
Visit HandyQuilter.com to request a free demo DVD or find an HQ rep in your area. Handy Quilter, designed by a quilter for quilters.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Keltner, Executive Editor of American Patchwork and Quilting, and I'd like to invite you to join me in making a pillowcase and making a difference. It's easy. Make and donate pillowcases in your local community. use your favorite pattern, or choose from one of the free patterns at allpeoplequilt.com. Whether you sew pillowcases with a group or by yourself, you can help someone less fortunate. You could donate them to a women's shelter, boys or girls club, homeless shelter, veterans home, or any other organization you know of in need. Once you donate the pillowcases, log on to allpeoplequilt.com. Click on the box in the upper right-hand corner for the 1 million pillowcase challenge and enter the number of pillowcases you created to our national tally. We know quilting changes everything, and we're out to show the world just how much quilters care. Please join the American Patchwork and Quilting 1 million pillowcase challenge. We're counting on you.
We're listening to you. Comment on today's show and tell us your ideas for future shows. Visit the contact page on our website, allpeoplequilt.com. Now, back to the show. Here's Pat.
Welcome back to American Patchwork and Quilting. We're talking to the sister team of Kim Christofferson and Chris Thurgood from the DIY Dish and my girlfriend's quilt shop. Now, I was poking around in your website, girls.
Yes, and
I saw that you had made some really fun appearances that not all people, you know, get to do. You were on the Rachel Ray Show.
Yes, that was pretty exciting.
Well, yeah.
Definitely. Yes.
How did that happen?
What a thrill. Well, you know, when the producers first contacted us and said they were from the Rachel Ray Show, we thought, well, do they know that the DIY Dish is not a cooking show? Just because it's the dish.
And right. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, they certainly knew that.
We were very surprised.
But they were very interested in having us come on and show some tablescape ideas and different things with do-it-yourself projects. And so we were able to put that together, and it was a whirlwind of a time. I think between the time we got contacted and the time we flew out to New York was maybe a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
was all. And so that was really exciting. And then we had the opportunity to be on the Nate Berkus show as well.
Yes, that's another good one.
Yeah. So it's been pretty exciting.
Now, you also have actually done television for your local TV channel.
Yes, we're regular contributors over at Studio 5, which is KSL NBC Channel 5 affiliate. So we do that monthly, and we do go on and show little DIY projects to do. It's been a great experience.
So that's like just a once-a-month thing?
It is, yes.
Oh,
usually
fine.
Once a month.
Not a huge commitment then.
No, not terribly huge, but just a great way to connect with people and to really show what we love doing.
Yeah, that's exciting. That's really exciting. Now, you're in Utah.
Yes.
And your shop, you've decided now, I think I have this right, Chris, you and your husband sort of came up with the quilt shop idea.
We did. We just... I know, it's crazy, like I said.
Yeah. No. Let's just take off this and put it in the store and let everybody come visit, right?
Why not? Why not?
Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, it's been just such a dream come true. It really has been so much fun and very enjoyable to see the process unfold. And just being in the industry for several years now and being able to have, you know, just know what people are looking for and you know, to be able to share these ideas now in person has just been a real thrill.
Well, and they wanted to create an atmosphere that was more than just a place to cut fabric, but to really create an experience for people so that when they came into the shop, they were inspired and they wanted to learn more and they have all kinds of classes, and it's really a gathering place for women. We have little couches and, you know, chairs and sitting areas so that you really can just relax and enjoy yourself rather than just having, you know, a bolt of a fabric cut. So it's been really, it's been interesting to see it all come together, and it's been really rewarding. We've really enjoyed it. We've had people come from all over. so
All
far.
All right. How long have you been open now? Tell us where it is.
It's in Logan, Utah, which is just about an hour and a half north of Salt Lake, in a place called Cache Valley. Yeah, and it's beautiful, beautiful area, beautiful mountains we're surrounded by, and just a very quaint little town. And we love it. It's only, you know, just a few minutes away from our home, and so it's our community.
And how long have you been open, Chris?
We've only been open since June 6th.
Yeah.
So we are still very brand new, but it's been
so
great.
Got that new car smell still. When you go
yes,
in.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
And you have pictures. And every day. You have some pictures on your thediydish.com website. There's a couple photos there.
Yeah, that's right. I feel like it's Christmas every day when the UPS man comes and delivers the boxes.
You know, and I don't think that wears off. You know, I think you have to
think
shop
it
owners.
Will.
Yeah, that have been open. I mean, I feel like that when my suppliers send me things. I'm like, oh, my gosh, a box of fabric, you know.
Exactly. You love to look at it, smell it, feel it.
Squeal, you show everybody.
Yes, yeah. It's very exciting here in the shop when new deliveries come, that's for sure. But we're really enjoying it. It's been really fun. We've had some great guests. You know, Utah is filled with some very talented designers, pattern makers.
We have a lot of designers in Utah.
We do. And even this morning we had Lori Holt from Be In My Bonnet come and she did a trunk show, and it was just wonderful. Next month we have Nancy Halverson coming from Art to Heart. Joel Dewberry will be coming a few weeks after that. So we just got some great, you know, designers and pattern makers, and it's been very exciting. We're just waiting for you to come out here to Utah now, Pat.
Okay.
Come
we'll
find
have to work
us
on that. Now, what would you say is the personality of your store? Because many stores, you know, develop one because of the fabric lines that you tend to carry, or the designers, or the books.
Right. I mean, I think, you know, we have some wonderful quilt shops in the area, and I think each and every one has their own personality, like you said. And so I think for us, it's been one of just a real friendly atmosphere. At least that's how I hope people feel when they come in. It's vibrant. It's fresh. There's new lines coming in all the time.
And you're really trying to keep a good balance of what people are interested in, whether it's the Civil War fabrics, or
which we have those as well. But then we have the newest designer fabrics and the more modern fabrics. So hand stitchery especially is starting to make a comeback, I think.
I think so, too. There's a lot of hand embroidery and stitchery on quilts mixed with patchwork. It's really exciting, isn't it?
It is. I love it. I absolutely love it. I mean, hand stitchery was our first love years and years ago. That's how we first started. So to see it really, you know, coming back has been exciting. And so we have a lot of that to offer as well. And just, you know, really just a place where women want to come and gather together with their girlfriends. You know, that's the name, My Girlfriend's Quilt Shop.
Yes.
And just enjoy the experience together.
Well, I have a friend who actually lives in Salt Lake, who's a quilter. Yeah. And so she just wrote me an email this morning. She goes, why didn't you tell me that you were interviewing them?
That's great.
So I got hacked because she hasn't been up to your shop yet, but now she's like, now I need a road trip.
Oh,
so
good. I hope she'll make the trip. It's not too far of a drive, and it's actually a really beautiful drive. You go through a place, the canyon, which is near,
near Brigham City.
Near Brigham City. Thanks, Kim. Oh, my goodness. And so you go through this beautiful canyon, and it's just a lovely drive. It's a really nice little road trip. So it's
good.
Fun. Yeah.
Well, and Chris has a sign up in her shop that says, the road to a quilt shop is never long.
That's right.
Ah, exactly. Well, her name is Brenda, and so I'm sure when she comes in, she'll tell you she's my friend. She's actually
we'll
my friend
looking
from
for
high
Brenda.
School.
Oh, wow.
Yes. We won't tell you how long ago that was.
Okay.
Now, before we still have a bit more time, I wanted to get in that you said that you've been using Fabric Solvy recently for some projects. Can you tell me a little bit about that? What you're doing with it?
Well, yeah, you know, as I mentioned before about how hand embroidery is starting to make a comeback, it seems like there's some really great products that have recently come out on the market that are, it's making it a lot easier. And one of them is the friction pins. Have you seen those where you,
I haven't. I've heard about them.
Oh, my goodness. You'll just love them. I mean, you can trace your patterns, and with the simple use of a steam iron, it just disappears. The ink disappears completely. Mm-hmm. So that is a wonderful new little gadget. But also, the Fabrisolvi is amazing, because if you have those larger projects, especially on quilts, for example, like the Over the River quilt from Crab Apple Hill, you know how intricate those detailed those designs are, and you hate having to take it up to a light box or to a window and trace it. Well, Sulky has come out with this Fabrisolvi where you can actually print the pattern from your coffee machine onto this fusible paper. Not fusible, I shouldn't say. It's almost like a sticker. Yeah. And you print it through your machine, so it prints right on there, and then you simply peel it off like a sticker, place it onto your background piece, and stitch right over top of it. And then the best part is when you're finished, you simply run it under some warm running water, and it dissolves.
Oh, nice.
Isn't it wonderful?
It changed the whole world of hand embroidery. I can't do it without it now.
Needling it, you know, are you finding like that your stitches lay flat because you do have another layer in there?
Yeah, it almost adds, a little bit more stability to your project as well as you're embroidering. And it's just, when I get a hand embroidered pattern, I can't wait to actually stitch. I don't want to have to take the time to trace it all and hope that I got all my lines. And so this has been a really great new product that a lot of our customers are really getting excited about.
The design's
great.
Not reversed or anything. It's still, when the design and the patterns will not be reversed, and you don't need them reversed.
Exactly. You don't have you don't have to trace in reverse like you did before. You simply print it, and then you put it right on, and there's no need for having to worry about the reverse side of the pattern. It's pretty nice.
Yes. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. Now you gals, since you're you don't really travel and teach, but people can come to you and take classes now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have a new fall schedule coming out this next week with all sorts of different classes, from beginner to more advanced. But we also like to travel to different shows. We'll be at Quilt Market this year, where we'll be at Where Women Create, or actually it's called the Creative Connections Conference. It's sponsored by Where Women Create, that's in Minneapolis in September, and so we'll be out there for a few days. So we do like to get around to a few places here and there, but of course we always have to be careful with our time, because number one is being moms. So
that's a busy job. You know,
it
Chris
is.
And Kim, this has been so awesome to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you, Kat.
Chris and Kim from, let me give your details, the DIYDish.com, where you can link to everything else they do, including their new quilt shop, My Girlfriend's Quilt Shop, out in Utah. So I'll see you in October.
Okay, sounds great.
Pat.
Thank you, Pat.
Okay, thank you. This is Pat Sloan for American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. Come visit us online at allpeoplequilt.com, where you can find all kinds of good things. See you next week.
Remember to visit allpeoplequilt.com for more information on topics from today's show, as well as how-to videos, free printable patterns, and additional tips and techniques. Thanks for listening.